Welcome to Next Steps, a podcast from Black Hawk Church. We believe that following Jesus is a lifelong journey. So no matter where you're at, there's always a next step to take. Each week on this podcast, we'll create space for real conversations about the questions we wrestle with, the challenges we face, and the hope we find in Jesus. Our goal isn't to have it all perfectly figured out, but to walk faithfully towards Jesus together. We're so glad you're joining us. Let's dive in.
Well, welcome to the Next Steps podcast. I'm Chris, one of the pastors here at Black Hawk Church, and with me is Pastor Tiffany Malloy. Tiffany, it's the end of the week for us. How's the week been for you?
Oh, it has been one of those weeks packed with great things.
Great things.
And I am ready to sit in my bed and read.
It's been gray outside, which is not helpful. Yeah. And at least in our home, kids finally came home with like the fall cold and that kind of thing. So everyone's working through that.
But
we also want to introduce someone who is always in the room, but you don't get to hear from.
Yeah.
And that is another one of our staff named Isaac, who works on our tech team and helps to produce the podcast, the Next Steps podcast. So Isaac, man, how are you doing today?
I'm great. It's great to be here. I love doing these podcasts every week. It's really fun to hear what you guys have to say. So I always feel like I get a lot of information out of it, and listening to it is always very helpful for me. So
awesome. And he especially loves being on the microphone, as all tech people do. But hey, maybe real quick, how long have you been working at Black Hawk Church? Where'd you come from? And then something major happened in your life over the summer too. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I've been at Black Hawk since May of this year. I came from Aurora, Illinois. I was working there for a little bit right after college at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Just in August, I was married, got married, and she and I have been married for like 2 months now, and it's been very great. So we're really excited to be a part of Black Hawk and getting her involved. Her name is Taylor. We love being here.
We have loved having you on the team and here at Black Hawk. It has been a joy. So
thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's been a great 2 months so far. Sometimes people say the first year of marriage is so, so hard. I don't know what everyone has a different experience, right? But for my wife and I, it was pretty great. So it doesn't have to be. So hopefully that is the case for you, that it's a really great first year of marriage. But Isaac, thanks for all that you do on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So to begin our time, so Pastor Chris on Sunday just talked about this kind of recipe for maturity as we continue in our Colossians series. And so before we dig into some of what he talked about, just thought we'd open it up. I want to ask Tiffany, what's something in your life that has been forming you, shaping you? Mm. Often we think of like maybe that's something that you're reading or listening to or watching or any number of other things. But what does that look like for you in this last season?
Oh, yeah. Good. Thanks, Chris. That's a good question. One thing that comes to mind, something that I've just been chewing on maybe for the past few weeks. I love to listen to podcasts. I'm training right now for a half marathon. And so one of the ways that I get through my longest runs is by listening to something that engages my brain so I don't think about the pain in my body. And so I was listening a while back to, there's a podcast called Being Human with Steve Cuss. Chris, I know that you enjoy that podcast.
Big fan.
Well. And so he had a guest on. His name is Kyle Strobel. And so for those of you who might have, maybe are my age, 40s, whatever, grew up with his dad, Lee Strobel, reading some books, Case for Christ, different things like that. And so I never heard of Kyle, didn't know what he was up to, but he was on the podcast talking about spiritual formation, which obviously always interested in that. And so one of the things that he mentioned, he was talking about how one of the dangers of spiritual formation, the kind of conversation around right now is making spiritual practices the main thing. And so he was talking about how when we engage in spiritual practices, if we're not encountering Christ, it's not a spiritual practice.
Oh, wow.
So an example he gave was, okay, so say I want to grow in myself patience. I know it's a fruit of the Spirit. I'm asking God to grow that in me and multiply that in me. And so I might say, hey, Lord, like, I'm going to always choose the longest line in the grocery store to, like, grow patience in, like, to ask you to grow patience in me. And so then, you know, when I'm at the grocery store, I'm going to stand the longest line. But he says, if you're not encountering Christ in that, like, you're actually just doing a good habit.
Yeah.
That can produce patience in you, but that's not the fruit of the Spirit in you. That's not. And so that was just really good for me to hear. I think it's easy to center the practices, to be excited about the practices, and sometimes or the what the fruit might produce, but the point of it is encountering Jesus.
Yeah.
And so that's what has been forming me, and God's been kind of making me noodle on over these past few weeks.
That's great.
How about you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Normally, I might kind of list a nonfiction book or something. I'm an Enneagram 5, so I like to accumulate all the info and the data.
Yeah.
But really, there's two different things that are a little bit different for me over the last couple months. One is just been meeting with a couple other guys every other Friday morning for a couple hours and sharing more of our stories and how our lives are going. Actually came out of your message, right, about spiritual friendship.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So a few of us agreed to meet, and we tried and failed miserably over the summer because of kids being off
totally.
And all that kind of stuff. But we've gotten back into that rhythm, and it's just been really formative to be in each other's lives in that way and to process things, bounce things off of each other. They're seeing things in me that I should pay attention to or that God's doing, and vice versa, and all that kind of stuff. So just community and friendship and that kind of
so
thing.
So valuable.
And also a fiction book. I've been reading more fiction.
I'm proud of you, Chris.
Yeah. And so I finished one at the end of the summer called Theo of Golden by a guy named Alan Levy or Levi. I'm not sure how you say his last name. Sorry, Alan. I think it's his first novel he ever wrote, which is crazy because it's phenomenal.
Wow.
He's a Christ follower. And it's this book. I won't give it away because everyone needs to go read it. But about this guy who, I think he moves from Portugal to a small southern town and is kind of mysterious, but starts doing all these just acts of generosity. And it's a story about the power of generosity and community and friendship. And I won't give it goes much deeper than that. I won't give it away, but incredible book. And I finished it, and it's one of those where I'm like, man, I'm going to be thinking about this one for a while. I want to be like Theo, because he was someone who like called out the image of God in people that didn't see it in themselves. And so, it's one of those fiction books that still had the power to like, I want to become more like Jesus and form those things in my life too. So
what was it called again?
Theo of Golden
by
Alan Levi is how I would probably
everybody
guess
look
to pronounce
that up
it. So,
at your favorite bookstore.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's a good one.
That.
So those two things, and of course, trying to continue to plug away at Scripture and spend time in that way, and getting ready to preach in the Colossians series in a couple of weeks, which is always really fun. I'm preaching, part of it is on spiritual practices, so I'm going to have to go listen to that
part.
I don't want to mess it up.
Oh, that's funny. Well, that's cool.
But anyway, we thought we'd continue down that track a little bit, just continue to talk about how do we grow? How do we mature? That was, again, kind of the big part of what Pastor Chris Dolson was talking about on Sunday. Because there's this verse in Colossians 1, verses 28 through 29, where Paul says that he is trying to present everyone fully mature. He writes that, to this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. And so for me, it just kind of raised this question or this conviction of like, that phrase strenuously contend stood out to me. I'm like, what? At the end of a busy week what am I strenuously contending for? Is it that people would grow and mature in Christ? And is it for the sake of other people? Or am I focused in on a lot of other things? And so, I don't know. I might throw that out even as you're listening, wherever you're at right now. Like, what are you strenuously contending for as you go about your day or you go about your week? And what could it look like to contend for for growth and maturity and for being invested in other people's lives in this way and that kind of thing. So I don't know, what are things that stood out to you, Tiff, from the message or from thinking about that kind of thing?
No, that's good, Chris. I mean, even as you're talking about this, I'm reflecting on what's coming to my mind of not everybody has small people in their lives. But for those of us who do, I think that
children.
Yes, indeed.
Took me a second.
You're like, who, what? I don't know. How are we contending for, and you know, for them and the faith for them? I had a conversation the other day with a woman, who is, man, she is just praying for her grown daughter, and just, sending encouragement and, you know, wakes up, goes to bed thinking about what does it look like to help her experience Jesus and to help her to grow through a difficult season. I think, and as pastors, right? I mean, I think that's a particular for us. What does it look like to do whatever we can, knowing Jesus, the Holy Spirit does the work of transformation, but as we are deciding what to do, how to do it. That's a great question to be kind of keeping in the center.
Yeah. And it could be easy to think, well, you guys are pastors, you work in a church, like that's kind of your job. And whether you're a stay-at-home parent or you're in the workplace or volunteering or school, I don't know, even as I was thinking about this on the way in this morning, I'm an introvert and yet, I have to be real about that at times in my life about what I need to be healthy to recharge and all of those things. And yet, there's just a part of being a Christ follower in the world that pulls me, to be more, to do more and to exert myself in a way that frankly is uncomfortable sometimes and tiring. But also, regardless of like where we're at or where we work or that kind of thing, like how can we spend ourselves in a healthy way for the sake of the people around us, whether it's our kids or coworkers or neighbors or that kind of thing. That's kind of at the heart of what it means to be a Christ follower and to do that. And here Paul's strenuously contending for these people that he hasn't even met. And yet he is praying for them and all these kinds of things. So I don't know. It challenges me to think about that in my own life.
Yeah, that's good kind of thing.
So, maybe to that end, when we think about how we ourselves mature, Chris gave us this recipe for maturity. There were five different things that he talked about. We won't go into those in depth here, but go back and listen to that if you haven't had a chance to yet. So Paul's trying to help other people be mature, but we ourselves like should think about like how are we maturing in Christ? So again, you can go listen to that message. Chris gets into some great things there. You mentioned spiritual practices at the beginning. We'll talk more about that in a couple of weeks on November 16th. That'll be part of what that message is about. But also, I'm thinking about the person that feels stuck right now. Maybe you heard Chris's message and you're just like, I get all of those things. I'm trying to read my Bible. I'm trying to do these different things. And yet it just feels like God's distant, or you're not growing, or you're not changing. What would you tell someone like that that's feeling like that right now?
Yeah, one, I would just say it's normal. Like, I can't say this enough. Like, there are seasons when we will all experience that. Don't let it take you by surprise. Don't let it make you feel like, man, I'm doing something wrong or God's not real. I mean, those are the kinds of things that we will move towards. Those are the questions that the doubts that will come in at that time. But this is a part of the process of formation of how God is growing us. And one, we live in a broken world. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we go through seasons where we feel disconnected. Sometimes it's like, somebody described it as like when in scripture it talks about like weaning a child, and that's not like it's so that the child can learn to grow and to eat solid food and to experience new and different ways of being with God and who God is. And so, like, that's not, that's never a good process. That's never, the child's not like, awesome, that sounds good, let's do that, right? It's like a, it's a painful process that that they don't like. And so it's normal.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't help always, but I think it does. I think it helps to know that you're not doing anything wrong necessarily.
Right. Yeah. You're not crazy. Like that just happens. Mm-hmm. And even if we look at scripture or you read about Christ followers and saints that have come before us, that's a pretty, pretty common part of their stories. Mm-hmm. Even Mother Teresa talks about a dark night of the soul and all kinds of people like that. And so, this isn't, again, necessarily something that is your fault or that you're doing wrong. For whatever reason, God tends to seem to have this as a part of the journey toward growing in Him and that kind of thing. So,
One of the things I would say is, it reminds me of what you were talking about earlier, Chris, of the couple guys in your life that you're meeting with regularly and talking about those things. I would say, invite people into it. Mm. Don't go through this season alone. Don't pretend. Like, invite people in, a few people that you trust. Ask them to pray for you, to pray with you, to talk through it. Ask them to, like, hold your arms up, like, while you're walking through it. Sometimes, like, we borrow other people's faith as we're walking through difficult seasons. And that's the beauty of community and the beauty of friendship and life as a body of Christ together. And so that would be kind of a big encouragement. And then also, it's, like, okay to talk to God about this, like, to ask Him to show Himself to you in ways that you recognize, and and He wants to know, He wants to do it. And so, what about you? What are some ways that, how do you kind of
through these? I was thinking back, so about 2 years ago, you and I taught this course called Walking with God, and we, one of the parts of that was talking about stages of faith, which I think in both of our lives is something that we've dug into and have appreciated learning more about that. And so we taught about that a couple years ago, and then just this past week, that course is happening again, and we were talking about stages of faith. And in talking about that in that course, a couple things stand out. One, whenever we talk about this season where we get stuck, or like in some stages of faith kind of language, it's, people refer to it as the wall. Like, you run into this wall, and it's not an insurmountable wall that you can't get over, but it feels like it in the moment, right? Like, you just crash into this thing, and it's like, how do I go around or through or whatever. And whenever we talk about that, or whenever in other contexts too, I talk about this kind of thing with people, there's like this light bulb that goes on, and they're like, oh, that's where I'm at right now. And so again, even just to be able to identify that, like, this is a thing that people have felt and written about for hundreds of years and all of that, you're not alone in that. And there are ways through it. I don't know that it's ever, like, there's no easy tricks to get through it. But I think you're exactly right. Like lean in, like, ask the questions of God, be in community. I think of doubting Thomas. He, after Jesus is crucified and resurrected, he's like, I'm not going to believe it unless I see the nail holes and all this kind of stuff. And doubting Thomas, I think he gets a bad rap. Right?
I love him.
Yeah. And like, I that's get an him. Honest question. And Jesus actually doesn't scold him for asking the questions, but he, like, felt comfortable and bold enough to do it. So it's unfortunate that this name has stuck. Right. Mm-hmm. And yet Jesus in that moment reveals Himself to him. And he says, like, touch it, do what you need to do. And so I think we have that same kind of invitation is to lean in, to beat on God's chest if we need to, if we're having doubts about who He is or His goodness, in other ways too. Like, we've been talking about spiritual practices, like, try some new ones. Yeah. Like, if, I don't know. I grew up with the whole, like, you're supposed to get up early in the morning and do the quiet time thing and read and pray and the Bible in a year sort of thing. And so for me, that worked for a long time. But then, I don't know, there was like a season probably where it was like reading the four chapters of the Bible in a year sort of thing felt like I'm just checking it off. It's like I'm doing my Duolingo thing. I'm getting it done.
Yeah.
I'm continuing my streak. But it stopped working for me, maybe to Kyle Strobel's point. Like I wasn't encountering Jesus in the midst of it. And so I'm like, I need to try some new things. I think that kind of coincided with COVID too, yes. which probably isn't a coincidence. But so I learned some new spiritual practices that I hadn't previously known much about or tried. And that was huge to be able to lean into that and to encounter Jesus in some different ways. So lean in, whatever that looks like, whether that's asking Jesus to show you the nail holes in his hands or trying some different ways to engage with him. But don't give up, like keep going because the wall doesn't last forever.
It's such an encouragement, Chris. And as people are figuring out like, well, what other kinds of practices are, what do I try? I mean, I think the beauty is we have, we stand on the shoulders of giants. There have been church mothers and fathers who have gone before us, who have walked with God, who have learned some things, and we get to learn from them about what are some different ways that they've encountered God. And so there are some great books, and we can put some in the show notes of just some ways that you could start exploring or talk to your friends. There might be some just different practices that your friends and your community might do that could be helpful in just trying some things out.
Yeah, that's good. Well, maybe as we head toward the end here, there was one more thing that Pastor Chris talked about, and I'm probably kind of just summarizing. I don't have this verbatim necessarily, but he said this thing that stood out about how he thinks maybe we're in more danger today than the Colossians were in their day of being formed in unhelpful ways, of being led astray, that kind of thing. So that's like, that's bold,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, tell me more.
To say that. But he went on to talk about how we're living in this world where really our algorithms of being on social media and kind of like we're being fed these things that can form us more than scripture or more than God is forming us if we're constantly like focused on these things. We're often getting our marching orders from our screens and not from scripture. So he challenged us to kind of think about like how much time are you spending scrolling on a device or letting that dictate and form who you are compared to the ways that you're engaging with God through spiritual practices or scripture or that kind of thing. So, Tiffany, I know you think about this kind of stuff a lot. This is a conversation that we have around here about how we're being malformed. Is that a formed in unhelpful ways, but also how do we be formed in helpful ways? So there's both at work.
Yeah.
It's not just like, it's not a neutral ground we read scripture and it's like, great. Like we're kind of slowly making steps forward, but the opposite can happen too. So what would you say about that? I know you've thought a lot about this kind of thing.
No, I think it's the awareness of that. Like you said, I think it's the beginning, you know, thinking about, hey, yeah, how we spend our time makes us who we are. And so, you know, what we're reading, what we're listening to, the kinds of conversations that we're having with our friends, what we let our minds dwell on, you know, thinking about, man, setting our minds on Christ and what we set our minds on, which is often what we see and what we hear, what our senses take in, leads us. That's just who we are. And so, I mean, for me, I think it seems so cliche. I'm like, I think we're all tired of talking about like the way that our phones form us, but it still holds such power over us. And I recently, I was real. So on Sunday mornings, I think for many of us who have iPhones, I think we all get the screen time report during church service.
Is it bad if I turned it off? I was like, I don't want to see it anymore.
I'm like, it's right during church service. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm so busy. How do I have that much time to be on my phone? Like, this is a real problem. And so, So I was like, okay, Tiffany, like you need to do something. You need to get off Instagram. So you need to delete it, because that's like one of my bigger kind of areas that I kind of fall into for me. And so I deleted it off my phone, but I still can get there. It was just so like, I'm going on my computer. So I'm just like, surely I won't go on my computer. Oh, I do. And I go find it. So it just, but it's this Instagram is not bad in itself, and it's not even maybe the time. I feel like it's more about what it does in me, right? So I feel like I find myself getting, the reason why I felt myself getting, kind of feeling bad about my house, like about the way that I decorated or the way that it looked like, or it didn't look like I'm looking at quote unquote real people in their real homes, and I'm like, well, dang, it's so cute. Like, what do I need to buy or what do I need to do to make it look cute? Because I want it to look like, it's not for the sake of like, nobody's coming. We don't have a ton of people over. It's not, but it's for me and feeling like, can I feel comfortable if my home isn't looking this cute? Or I know for my girls in particular, we talk about this a lot. It's around shopping. It's around, I think I need this hair thing. I think I need this new makeup. I think I need this new book. I mean, it can be good things. Yeah. I have, it makes me want more than I can even use. And it makes me just, for me, it just makes me focus on the things that are so temporary, and I forget to contend for the people in my life because I'm just wanting to chase after some things that ultimately really, I mean, they're fun and it's not bad in themselves, but it's distracting me from the work that maybe God has.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's hard. It's so hard. Yeah. How about you? I know last year, I remember God was kind of inviting you into a journey on this. You're talking about it. We're in the same community group. So you shared in community group off and on last year. Can you tell a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think I've definitely, the social media apps, many of them are back for better or for worse. And there's different reasons for that. But yeah, I think, I don't know. I feel like culture is going this way a little bit where we're at least aware of social media and the pros and cons and maybe being more intentional about it. I have family members that have started to get rid of some of the apps and social media things. I'm on a couple of them, but I think pretty sparingly definitely not engaging in it in the way that it was for similar reasons. Mm-hmm. It was leading to anxiety and different things that weren't helpful and weren't forming me in helpful ways. All that to say, like, these things are, I think they're like personal and like individual totally to individual. Yeah. Like, I know people who, man, the way that they engage with Facebook or Instagram it's almost like a spiritual practice in itself, and the way that they're able to love people and pray for people and that kind of thing. Yeah. I know a lot of pastors, that try to approach it in that way too. So they can then ask their congregants about it when they see them on Sunday or that kind of thing. So you've always got to weigh that of like,
There's different seasons.
Yeah,
seasons of life and what you're struggling with. And it's like, oh man, you can get off for a while and then you can get back on and you can re-engage in a really healthy way.
Yeah. And I think those things change in different seasons for me even. Like the same thing that was good in one season can then be difficult. So I don't know. Maybe I'm alienating half the audience here, but I used to play fantasy football religiously. Oh. And it was a great way to connect with college roommates and was in a league here with a lot of other Blackhawk men. Was great, like for the community aspect and that kind of thing. But then I would find sometimes on Sunday mornings, right? I'm like looking at the news and trying to figure out what I should do with my lineup. And I was strenuously contending for fantasy football.
Yeah, that's right.
And not the things that I should have been focusing on, and was leading to anxiety and like, I could talk more. Email me if you want to talk more about fantasy football. So no judgment against people that do that. That can be really fun and really healthy. Same thing with social media. So what we're not saying is you got to like throw out all of your non-Christian CDs or something like that, like the youth group thing back in the day. But just be intentional. Like, is this forming me in a healthy way or in an unhealthy way, yeah. and make decisions based yeah. on that to keep going with things or to eliminate things. But it's going to be on a kind of individual case by case basis. Mm-hmm. I think if you get nothing else out of what we've been talking about and even what Chris was talking about on Sunday, is just to be like intentional and aware about the ways that we're being formed by, we get so many messages around us and so many, we could be constantly bombarded through our phones and media and all of these things with all sorts of things that can form us. And yet we can be kind of gatekeepers of like, no, I'm not going to let those things have power in my life and to do that. And mm-hmm. so just being intentional about that. Yeah. So any so final things that you'd
I think it was just a good, this week, Chris's sermon was just a good reminder that, God's constantly inviting us, no matter where we are, on our faith journey, no matter how long we've been following Jesus, that there's a greater maturity that God is inviting us into and that he desires for us. And that's encouraging to me that God wants more for us, more for me. And just an encouragement to like go after it. Like, don't just wait for somebody else to kind of prompt you, but run after God. Ask him what he wants. Like, make this the center of your life.
Yeah.
Rearrange your life around this. This is something so worthy to rearrange your life around. And I know for me, that's just, this week was an encouragement and a revisioning of that for me.
So. Yeah. So maybe if you are listening to this with someone right now, or maybe like you're in a community group where you'll sometimes listen to these podcast episodes and then discuss them, or even if you're not, even if you're just listening to this on your own, my encouragement would be to go and just have even a short conversation with someone in your life and just process together, like, how are you being formed? What are ways that God is at work in your lives? We were talking earlier before we pressed record of like, oh, we need a minute to think about what are the things that are forming us. And sometimes that's a hard question to answer depending on like busyness in life. But so even asking ourselves the question or talking through that with someone is that can be revealing, right? Of like, oh, maybe I need to work on that. Maybe there aren't some things that are being helpful and I need to pay more attention to that. But talk about that with someone, or at the very least process that on your own. How's God been working in you lately? And what are the ways that he's been forming you? And what are some ways that maybe you've been formed in unhelpful ways? And how can you address those things too? So as we wrap up, encouragement just to spend some time processing that and talking about that. But we'll be back next week with another podcast episode. Seriously, you all, send us questions to podcast@blackhawkchurch.org. We would love to get into those things and talk through any things that are standing out to you in the book or questions that you have as messages are happening and that kind of thing. So,
and Chris, you don't even know this, but we're going to have a special guest next week.
All right.
Somebody that's never been on the podcast.
Okay.
So y'all, she's great.
I'm going to be surprised too. Yeah, awesome.
She's somebody from our congregation. You're going to want to hear from her. So
awesome. Mm-hmm. So look forward to that. All right. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Next Steps. Don't forget to check out the show notes for a conversation guide if you'd like to keep the conversation going. If you want to learn more about how to get connected at Blackhawk or simply find resources to help you grow, check out blackhawk.church/hub. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend and subscribe so you won't miss future episodes. Until next time, let's keep following Jesus together.